A house in the Winfield neighborhood is slated for demolition after part of it collapsed over the weekend. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the details.
The house collapsed just after the grandmother of the deceased owner-occupant moved out Saturday, fearing something was wrong. Now a whole section of the property is in shambles, with bathroom tiles and other debris littering the lawn and a fence set up around the perimeter. State Senator Vincent Hughes, who has an office nearby, said he'll review the findings of the investigation to learn about how the city can protect aging properties in historic neighborhoods like this one.
We want to use that information to better equip and better inform a lot of the other homeowners in the immediate adjacent area, so the things that they need may need to be watching out as well.
The remains of the structure will be torn down because it's been declared unstable, but there's no word yet on when that demolition will happen. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A Delaware labor leader says he wants his money back after making a $5,000 donation to House Democrats last year. Legislation requiring union labor on major school construction projects failed in the House last month. James Schoen of the International Union of Operating Engineers says Democrats let his members down.
This bill not getting to the floor for even a vote was kind of the wake-up call, like, we're not going to support them anymore. We shouldn't support them if they're not going to support labor.
A spokesman for the House Democrats PAC says votes aren't for sale and they didn't get a political donation from Schoen or his union. Right now in Wilmington, 84 degrees with some stormy conditions. We are also seeing cloudy skies over Philadelphia, 84 right now in Wilmington, a degree cooler in Center City, Philadelphia. Chance of showers lingering with us for at least the next hour or two. We could see thunder, lightning, and powerful downpours, wind as well. Things should clear out by about 7 o'clock or 8. They stay clear for several hours. Then in the overnight, that's when some clouds come back. Temperatures late tonight getting down into the low 70s.